You're listening to The Warner Star, the show about the real stars of Warner Elementary.
Good afternoon. This is the eighth Warner Star episode here at Warner Elementary. And today is Friday, March 13th. Friday the 13th. Yes, it is. But it's also Digital Learning Day. And I have four guests with me down here. And we're going to talk a little bit about Reading Month. We're going to talk a little bit about some things that might be happening on spring break. And we're also going to talk about what's happening right now, especially with learning with iPads and other devices. So I'm going to turn it over to the real stars, and we're going to start off. They're going to introduce themselves. They are from Mrs. Holton's third grade classroom here at Warner Elementary. First one, go ahead.
Haley Bowers.
Lucas Innocencio.
Meadow Pratt.
Addie Zeller.
So those are our four guests. Group, did you know this is the first time we've had four guests?
For real?
First time, four guests. Wow. Mrs. Holton's class, take it away. Okay, so let's see. Who would like to start off and tell a little bit about Reading Month?
I will.
Okay, Meadow, so a little bit about Reading Month. Today is what day?
Today is Dress Up Like Your Favorite Book Character Day. And so my friend here, Haley Bowers, is dressed up like Junie B. I'm dressed up like no one. I'm just dressed up as myself. Lucas is dressed up like Big Nate, and Addie is dressed up like Addie.
So we got like 50%. And I'm just Mr. Gilpin today. I'm not anything fancy either. So Meadow, I'll stay with you for a second. Do you have a favorite book?
I do. I think my favorite book has got to be Where's Farmer Jones.
Where's Farmer Jones? Did you read it this year?
Actually, I've had it since I was a little kid. My dad gave it to me because it used to be his book when he was little.
Oh, so that's cool.
It's not that like big of a reading level, but I like it because it has a lot of history in it.
So. Awesome. Lucas?
My favorite book is obviously Big Nate. And I'm reading the fifth book right now.
The fifth Big Nate?
Yeah. And Nate likes to draw a lot of comics, and his work is all his homework and stuff always has like food stains and stuff on it and holes and ripped papers.
Sounds like you could relate to that.
He's a slob, and he has so much garbage and basketballs and stuff in his locker.
So now, what made you, was it easy for you to dress up like Big Nate, or did somebody say, no, you need to dress up?
Easy, because all I did was throw on blue sweats, snip off the tag on my long sleeve yellow Michigan shirt.
And how about that hair?
Inside out and just
spiked up my hair. Spiked up, crazy man hair. Sheesh. Haley, what about you? You're dressed up as Junie B, right?
Yeah.
And I know that our audience isn't going to be able to see you. But I gotta say, audience, she has the glasses on. You've got the hair. You've got you really look like Junie B. Jones. So well done. Was it easy to dress up like Junie B?
Yeah, sort of.
So, do you have a favorite book?
Junie B. Jones.
Which one? Because I know there's more than one.
Junie B. Jones has a peep in her pocket.
Oh. Do they make you laugh?
Yeah.
Do they? Do you like? And I'm guessing, Haley, you do like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you only read Junie B. Jones books, or do you read
I
other
read
books?
Different books?
Like what?
I read Dr. Seuss books and then a lot of other books.
Cool. Very cool.
Addie! My favorite books are Percy Jackson books. I don't have a specific one because they're all so good.
Have you watched the movies too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so which is better, the book or the movie?
Books.
The books are better?
Because they give more details.
I will say that, and I was talking to a fourth grade class about this the other day, when you're reading a book, if you can play the movie in your mind, it's always better than actually watching a movie.
Yeah. I like Harry Potter books, too.
Do you?
Me and my mom are on the second book, and then I have a third favorite book, Wings of Fire.
So you're a reader.
Yeah. They're all chapter books.
And they're all big, thick.
Yeah.
Like, they are. They're really like an inch thick.
Well done, Addie.
And she reads them in like 5 days. We're like, Addie.
I wow. read one in one day.
She gets her morning work done. She's back like, there sitting on the carpet.
Done.
Addie's a reader. Okay, group. Next up, let's transition a little bit to spring break coming up. 2 weeks, spring break.
Yeah.
Any plans for spring break? Haley, we'll start with you. What are you doing for spring break?
For spring break, we're going to Florida. We're renting a house, and we're going to go to the two Universals, then Magic Kingdom, and then we're going to be Florida home for a day. Then we're going on a 3-day cruise.
Oh, my goodness. Can I come along with you? Will you take me?
I've already got 7
people. Oh. Lucas, what about you?
Okay, so on spring break, I think we're going for like a, 7-day cruise, I think.
What?
I think, I don't know where we're going. I think we're going to the Bahamas or something.
Can I go along? Can I just, I'll ride in the trunk even.
We have 6.
Six? So I could be number 7? Lucky number 7?
He won't let me go, but he'll let you go?
Come on. Like, you're a girl, so.
Well, your mom's a girl.
Well, so what? She's my mom. He's actually a guy.
Okay, Meadow, what about you? What are your spring break plans?
Every year I go to my grandma's, and we go on an Easter egg hunt, and my cousins come. Then we, in the morning, we spend the night, we look at our Easter baskets, and then we go to the morning service church, and there's always cookies out there. My grandpa always gives me $1 to get 2 cookies.
Very cool.
That's what I look forward to.
Sounds like
and
you,
all the candy and money in the eggs that you get.
Do you candy do like an Easter egg hunt?
Yeah. They buy these carrot ones every year, and they always hide them at inside the house at your eye level height.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you find one but it wasn't at your eye level height, it's not yours. So you have to put it back and find it, and that make the other person find it. And the and usually what's in it is candy. $1.50.
Wow, impressive. Addie, what about you?
I have no idea what I'm doing for spring break.
Did you know, Addie, I am doing nothing for spring break. I'm staying right here at Warner Elementary. You'll probably be able to find me almost every day here at Warner.
Just paperwork?
Or maybe, I might see your dad on the Falling Water Trail.
Yeah, we might actually go to Falling Waters Trail, too.
Yeah.
You should put up a tent and just, like, stay the night.
Yeah, we might go camping, too. I'm just, like, planning our spring break.
You are,
Dad,
right here.
I have the plans for spring break.
We're going to wrap up this last episode. I appreciate you 4 coming down. First episode with 4 people in there.
Woohoo!
Mrs. Holton's really represented well. Hopefully you enjoy Digital Learning Day and happy Friday the 13th.
Join us next time for more stories from the Warner Stars.